Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Yes, I had just placed an order for doing a survey, and at the end of the survey, it asked me to pick like a product to be able to which product that I wanted. So I picked one, and it gave me both of them, but I didn't want both of the products that were offered. So I didn't know if there was any way that you would be able to take off the product that I don't want.
Well, yes, sir. May I have your zip code?
Yeah, it's 43072.
You said 43072?
Yes.
And what's your first and last name?
Barry Suttles, BarySuttles.
Wow, my dad's first name is Barry also. But I looked up 43072 and no account popped up for that zip code.
I was going to say, I have an order confirmation number
Does
and
it
all
have
that.
letters in it?
No, it's all numbers.
Yeah, it has letters in it. I looked up your phone number. Also, did you do it already?
Yeah, I just literally just submitted it like a minute or so ago. I got the email and everything.
Okay, you said your name was Barry.
Suttles.
Suttles.
No, LES.
Suttles.
No, Suttles.
Nothing popped up. And what product do you have? What products?
The Focus Pods and the Focus Watch.
Yeah, sorry, you have the wrong number.
Well, I was gonna say this is for because it gave me like the customer support number. That's what the number that it provided.
You probably typed the number in wrong or something. One of the
No, I.
numbers, but
Yeah, I was gonna say it's 855-781-4355. That's the number that it provides.
yeah, we don't sell any products that's called Focus Pods and Focus Watch.
Okay. All right. Well, I will. I guess I will call my bank and just have them cancel that transaction then.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.